This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Authorities arrested the former Mamtech CEO today at his home in Southern California. KBIA's Christopher Husted has the details.
Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster told reporters that Bruce Cole, the former CEO of the now-defunct company Mamtech, has been charged with stealing and four counts of securities fraud. Koster alleges Cole stole at least $700,000 from the $39 million of bond money intended for the construction of Mamtech, an artificial sweetener company in Moberly. Mamtech defaulted on its bonds in August 2011. Koster says Cole allegedly used a $4 million invoice from a sham company called Ramwell Industrial to wire $700,000 to his wife, Nanette. She allegedly cashed a portion of that and spent it to save their Beverly Hills home from foreclosure. When asked if there might be additional charges, Koster said that the investigation will continue with the help of the Securities and Exchange Commission.
We've continued to learn a lot as the civil case has proceeded, and a fair amount of the material information that has led to these charges was developed in cooperation with the SEC and in cooperation with the bankruptcy proceeding. So we anticipate that we will learn more as the process continues.
Cole faces a number of other charges regarding misleading investors. Christopher Husted, KBIA News.
The Columbia City Council has approved the city budget for 2013, including cuts of $1 million. Those cuts include reducing the health care subsidy for retired employees by 50%. Columbia Mayor Bob McDavid says there isn't room in the budget for the extra expense.
If you're going to give retired employees a bigger piece of that pie, then you will take from current employees and current city services. I mean, that's the math.
In an effort to relieve the burden on retirees, 6th Ward Councilmember Barbara Hoppe proposed an amendment to spread the reduction across 3 years, but the council voted against that idea. A special review of the case involving Missouri death row inmate Reginald Clemens is on hold for a day. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports attorneys met behind closed doors with the judge this morning before a bailiff announced the hearing would resume tomorrow. The Post-Dispatch says the holdup is caused by unspecified legal issues. Clemens is expected to testify tomorrow in the hearing before a specially appointed judge who will issue a report to the Missouri Supreme Court. Clemens' lawyer is asking that his death sentence be commuted and that he receive a new trial, citing allegations that police beat a confession out of Clemens and other problems. Clemens was convicted in the 1991 murders of Julie and Robin Carey on the old Chain of Rocks Bridge in St. Louis. The Columbia City Council approved an amendment last night that makes Columbia police captains at-will employees under Chief Ken Burton. The president of the Columbia Fraternal Order of Police says this will squelch free thinkers in the department by giving the chief too much power to fire them, but City Manager Mike Mathis stands by the new classification. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Famuliner.